Welcome to the Live Wealthy Podcast with Dawn, where we are growing our wealth and our worth at the same time. You ready? Let's go. Well, welcome back to the Live Wealthy Show, where today I want to talk to you really about how much is enough. So what do I mean when I say how much is enough? I'm talking about money. How much money is enough for you to be able to support all your needs and wants for both today and all of your tomorrows? So as a wealth advisor, when clients come into my office, that is really the problem that we are solving for them. Because I would say 100% of the time is that people have this fear of running out of money. And so we have to solve how much is enough. And what I have found is that the most efficient and effective way to solve this enoughness is for people to really have and implement a financial plan. You need to go through financial planning and understand everything that's in a financial plan for you to be able to arrive at your own unique version of enough. So, you know, everybody's number is so different and how much they need to support their lifestyle today and tomorrow. But even though the numbers are different, that process to get there is the same. And when you have and gone through the process of having a financial plan, what it really does for you is allows you to be kind of in that driver's seat and in having the control over your money versus the money or the lack of money having control over your life. And there's so many things on this planet that we cannot control, but I'm telling you that you can control your enoughness and understanding your number, how much you need to support you. And a lot of that fear of running out of money, the anxiety, the stuckness, the limited, like how feeling limited with money goes away when we know our number. So financial planning is so vitally important to knowing your number of how much is enough. So I want to take you through a basic math scenario, but give you some goods today that you can take back with you to know, like, okay, so I get it. We need a financial plan, Dawn. I get it. We need to know our number because that tells us how to have enough. But how can you on this podcast, in this Live Wealthy show, show me how much is enough? Well, we all have phones. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to grab your phone and I want you to go to the calculator on your phone. And what I want you to do is I want you to think through how much you are currently spending every month. Is it $5,000 a month? Are you spending $10,000 a month? Are you spending $50,000 a month? You know, all of our numbers are different, but what are you currently in today's environment are you spending on a monthly basis? And I want you to put that number into the calculator. So I'm going to do an example. This is not my personal example, but I'm going to do an example. Let's say I was spending $10,000 a month. So I put the $10,000 in my calculator and I take that times 12. So take your number and take it times 12, and it's for the 12 months of the year. And then, so all you're going to do is take your number. So I took 10,000 times 12, and don't do anything else. And then take the divided sign. So divide, put the number 4 and the percentage button on your computer and hit equal. So in this example, I get the number $3 million. So for somebody today, if you are going to retire today and know how much you need to retire today and live the rest of your life, is that you would need a pot of money, a bucket of money of $3 million, approximately $3 million, if you were spending $10,000 a month. Okay. So pretty kind of some basic math, but I can give you kind of like a, oh, and by the way, that $3 million in a pot or bucket of money is if you were to retire today. If you're going to retire 20 years from now, maybe you're only 40 years old or 50 years old and you want to retire in 20 years because of inflation. So if we put inflation as the average, I know it's not 3.5% right now, but if we put inflation at 3.5% annually, you're going to need double that. So if I'm 50 years old, and I might be, and I needed $10,000 a month. And if I were to retire today, I would need $3 million in an investment portfolio. But I'm not retiring today. I'm going to retire at age 70. Then I would need approximately $6 million in an investment portfolio because of inflation. Ah! Right? I know a lot of you are sitting here going, oh, okay, really? Are you sure, Don? I don't know. But is this basic math and the numbers are pretty true? So I tell you this, and knowing your number and having you do it on the calculator, not because I want you to be intimidated or scared, but this episode is really designed to show you that you have to get to that number. We all need to invest our money. We need to have our money work equally, if not harder for us than we do for it. Okay, so we have to invest our money. So that's a non-negotiable in your life because, you know, most of us live in a world where we live in instant gratification and we're able to go out to dinner and grab our coffees and buy nice cars and live in decent houses. Well, that expense is not going away and neither is that lifestyle. So we have to prepare for it in the future. And I'm telling you, as you age, yes, you might continue to work part-time, but you know, as we age, we get slower, we have less energy, and we need our money to support ourselves. So you're going to need more than what potentially Social Security would be available to you. And by the way, like on that note, like I don't think Social Security will be that much. And even if it is there, it might happen at a later age and be maybe half or two-thirds of what the current Social Security amount that they're projecting that you will have. But the point is that Social Security is not going to take care of you. So you need to save your money. So hopefully many of you that are listening, many of you are entrepreneurs. So you're really good at making money and you're really good at spending money, which I'm one of you, but we're not the best at saving our money and investing our money. Now I have to invest my money because I get paid through investing, right? So my business is an asset and I invest money, but we have to invest our money. So it's very crystal clear that because of the bulk of your money, maybe you need $3 million, $6 million. Maybe some of you are only going to need $1 million, and it's okay. It's not about what the number is. It's that you have to have your money working for you. And I think our industry makes it really, really difficult to try to understand investing. We spend so much time, even if you have an advisor, right? They spend so much time in the wrong conversation about the details of investments where you're like, I don't even give a crap about that. I just want to know if I'm going to have enough. I don't want to run out of money. What do I need to do, right? So we need to solve the number. We need to solve the emotional baggage that we typically have with money and those limiting beliefs or those beliefs from our past that we inherited through our parents and our grandparents about how money can work for us. So many of us also believe that we have to give up our today. Like we can't spend money and we can't go on vacations and we can't have fun today if we start investing our money. But that isn't the case. That's like it's not understanding the power of how money can work for you. And yes, you can afford to save your money, because if you can't afford to save your money, I'm guessing it's because you haven't minimized your taxes enough, right? So minimizing your taxes, paying less to the IRS, and having more money in your pocket, you can have that money go and save for your future and still be able to live comfortably today. This isn't about giving up your life today, because that is not what living wealthy is. It's about knowing your number and knowing the limited thinking that we have around what we have to do to arrive at that number. Because investing and financial planning is very different than what our industry makes it out to be. Okay? So we have to invest our money. So here is my rules of thumb for you is minimally you should be putting away 10% of your gross income into future investments. So if you make $100,000, that would be $10,000 a year. And I believe that that money should be divided out by how often you are paid per year. If you're paid every 2 weeks, if you're paid monthly, whatever, it doesn't matter. But that money should be 10% automatically going into the markets, both fixed income and equity markets. And I'll get into that in a minute. But a minimally of 10% of your income needs to be going away. And if you're playing the tax game right, like the legal tax game, and understand all of your write-offs, then you will have that 10% to put away for your future. So let's say you commit to this 10% and you commit to automatically having it set up, because I'm telling you, in 20 plus years, like 24 now, I think I've been in the business, I've never had someone come back to me and say, oh, I missed that money. Like, out of sight, out of mind, automatic saving. Like, you just start working within the money that lands in your checking account every other week, every month. It even happens to me. Like, the same thing. I keep putting money away. It's like, oh, everything works out. It works out. Okay, so commit automatic at least 10%. Minimally of 10% of your gross income to your future. Now, when you invest your money for the future, you also many times get a tax break. It depends on where you're putting that money. You could put that money in a traditional IRA, a Roth IRA, a non-qualified account, your retirement account through your employer. For entrepreneurs, you should be looking at single or I-401ks. You can get a lot of money in there, or something called a simple or SEP IRA. There's a lot of rules and regulations around what's the best plan for you. It all depends on you should be talking with your advisor, or even talking to me, like, how much, you know, how much is 10% of your gross income, whatever that number is. Maybe you can do 15 or 20 or 30%, but whatever that number is, then it dictates, like, what tax bracket are you in today? What tax bracket we are anticipating you being in tomorrow. And that'll tell me how much you can afford and what type of an account. Do you do an IRA or a Roth? Do you do a taxable, tax deferred, tax free account? Okay. So just don't get caught up in the details of where yet. Get caught up in saving the 10% minimally. Now, then when you start to save, it's a combination. So let's say you're saving 10% of your gross income and you're putting that money in a way in a non-IRA, which we call non-qualified. You're putting it away in your 401k at work, or maybe you're putting it into a simple IRA through your small business, and then maybe some of it into a Roth IRA. So then the next question comes into place. How do I invest my money then? I get it done. I get it. I have to invest. I got to put my money in different buckets: non-qualified, qualified, tax-free, which is taxable, tax-deferred, tax-free accounts. But then, like, how do I invest my money? Like, where do I put my money? My stock market's scary. The bond market is scary. And I get a lot of that from people that aren't, you know, fully educated around the markets, or maybe they're educated, but they've been told some lies too around, or they had a bad experience in the past, so they don't really know how to invest their money in today's world. But I'm telling you, in my firm, which is called Releve Financial Group, we use this rule of thumb where we take the number 110 minus your age. And that number is how much we believe, if you're a moderate to moderate aggressive investor, is how much you should have in the stock market. Okay, so 110 minus your age. So for example, I'm 52 when I record this. So I take 110 minus 52, I get 58. And so that would tell me to have approximately 58% of my investments going towards stocks. So I just round that up and say 60% of my money should be going towards stock. I'm also not a moderate or moderate aggressive investor. I'm more of a, like, more aggressive. So I might even bump that up. I might even go to 70% stock, because I'm like, huh, you know, I'm 52, but I don't plan on retiring for 15 to 20 years yet. I still have a lot of energy. And so I might go even higher than that. I might even put 70% of my money in the stock market. But that's a rule of thumb, is 110 minus your age equals how much you should have in the stock market. And by the way, the stock market is a compilation of all stocks, Large companies, mid-sized companies, small companies, international companies, like a whole mixture and diversified bucket of stocks. That the more diversified you are, that helps really protect the downside. And that's the key of investing. So if let's say for me, that rule of thumb, 110 minus my age is 58. So I round up to 60% of my money should be in stock. I have it in, you know, large, mid, small, international. Well, then where does the other 40% go? Well, that goes in fixed income, which are bonds, typically, the majority of that. And so many diversified, there's so much you can do with diversification with bonds as well. And I'm not going to get into the details because that will bore you. There's so many things you can do in the bond market. Now, it is January when I'm recording this. And, you know, we've had a really tough fixed income or bond market for the last couple of years. And so what's interesting is that the bond, because we've had inflation and interest rate hikes, that the bonds don't perform as well. But what's going to happen is that's going to shift in the very near future. And typically we have a bond upset, like a negative bond performance, because bonds are usually conservative. So we typically have this negative, you know, bond markets. Like the last time we had what just happened over the last couple of years, we hadn't had a negative experience like we've experienced just recently since 1976. So it doesn't happen that often. When it happens, it's hard. But I'm telling you all this because now there is an opportunity for you to put your money in bonds, because I believe they're going to be in favor moving forward, and you're going to get some really healthy rate of returns in the fixed income / bond market moving forward. There's opportunity. You don't have to invest in the stock market, but if you're like as a wealth advisor who's a fiduciary and I'm a CFP, I do believe that you should have a mixture of stocks and bonds, and there's opportunity all over the place in the markets right now. Hopefully that helps you, like how to understand where to put your investments. You have to invest your money, and having a financial plan. If this is overwhelming for you, like just have a financial advisor that can help you out to help you understand your number, because that's the most important thing. And a lot of times we don't even talk about, like, how are we tracking our goal towards knowing our number? So to wrap up this podcast, I'm going to put a link in the notes of this podcast, but there's a link for you to go in and open up a Charles Schwab account, because that's where we invest all of my clients' money. So if you want to start saving, or you have other investments in other accounts at different custodians, and you want to start consolidating them, and you want to start following my fiduciary advice, I want you to open up a Schwab account. You need at least $5,000, okay, of your money to open up, so you can start making sure that you are getting your investments that are going to be less in fees, right? Our whole goal is to minimize the fees as much as we possibly can, and having your portfolio grow on more tax advantage, like having minimal taxes in your investment portfolio so you can get more gain out of your money. That compounding can work harder for you. You can get more out of your money when the fees are minimized and your taxes are minimized. So we really make sure that we have, you know, we're looking at the tax game. We are looking at the investment gain, and we're trying to minimize those fees and minimizing those taxes as much as we possibly can. Okay. So if you want to open up a Schwab account, it's a minimal of $5,000. Either put new $5,000 in, new money that you have maybe sitting on the sidelines, or maybe you have an old 401k or an IRA, or you need to consolidate your money. Like, I want to help you and help you grow your wealth so you can live wealthy.